बहुत ही विशेष उपन्यास के होता है.
I've heard you say, if you want to hear about wife stealing, if you want to hear about intrigues, if you want to hear about wars, why waste your time on some broken novel?
So, अगर आपको किसी की पत्नी चलाने के बारे में, अगर आपको किसी प्रकार के युद्ध के बारे में, और किसी प्रकार के अलग-अलग पांडवों के बारे में जानना हो, तो इधर उधर के उपन्यास पढ़ने की कोई जरूरत नहीं.
Just read more about it and perfect your life.
और सिर्फ श्रीमद भागवत पढ़िए और अपना जीवन साथ.
Same time you come excited. Go ahead, Bob. So to give you an idea of why I'm giving this prologue here, I'm going to back up in the story because most of you haven't been here for the rest of the story.
महाराज कह रहे कि ये पूर्व भाग इस वजह से दे रहे हैं महाराज क्योंकि आप में से कई सारे लोग इस कथा में नियमित रूप से नहीं आ रहे होंगे.
Try to understand that although it's written like a novel, it's a true history of the universe. It's not mythology. You're not hearing mythology in Srimad
Bhagavatam.
So, this narration, the action, so to speak, begins back on the fourth verse of the chapter. Fourth verse. After conquering the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower planetary system, Soma, the moon god, performed a great sacrifice known as Rajarshi Yajurna.
So, even though he was able to get the Chatur Devta his home, he did a Rajarshi Yajurna.
So, this chapter is describing the descendants of the moon god. Previously, we were hearing about the sun, descendants of the sun god. So, there was a son named Atri, which was generated from Lord Brahma.
So, Rishi Atri the, who was Brahma's father, was born.
Atri was the son of Lord Brahma, and he was as qualified as his father, great soul.
So, Atri Brahma's son, and the son of Brahma, was Brahma's son.
The third verse, we're backing up a little bit. From Atri's tears of jubilation was born his son named Soma.
So Atri Muni ke harsha ashru se Som Devta, Chandra Devta prakat hua.
The moon, who was full of soothing rays.
Wo chandra jo ki bahut hi shant kiranon ke liye prasiddh hai.
Lord Brahma appointed him the director of the Brahmanas, Drugs and Luminaries.
ब्रह्मा जी ने उनको ब्राह्मणों का और वनस्पतियों का उनको अध्यक्ष
बनाया. In the Vedic age, drugs means Ayurvedic medicines, not necessarily modern recreational drugs that kill people and cause them to go crazy.
आयुर्वेदिक वनस्पति का मतलब है कि जो आयुर्वेदिक वनस्पतियां हैं जो जो
सो इन अदर वर्ड्स एक्टिव प्रिंसिपल. The active principle in medicines is caused by soma.
So Ayurvedic jo dawaiyan hai jo uske andar mein jo karya hai jo ki karya karne ki shakti hai ye soma se aati hai.
So Atri was extremely ecstatic and joy, and that's how the this personality was born. That is to say, actually, Soma, the moon god, there's two versions. One says that he was born from the mind of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. This is the purport of the third verse. But here we find that Soma was born from the tears in the eyes of Atri.
So, कुछ जगह का हल ये भी कहा जाता है कि सोम भगवान श्री भगवान के मन से प्रकट हुए, परंतु इस भागवत के तीसरे श्लोक के तात्पर्य में श्रोतोपांत और बता रहे हैं कि भागवत के अनुसार साफ साफ पता चलता है कि सोम देव अति मुनि के अश्रुओं से प्रकट हुए।
Prabhupada comments that this is appears to be contradictory, but it's actually not, because the moon god appeared in a different millennium.
So, हालांकि सुनने में ये मध्य का लगता है कि भेद है दोनों चीजों में, परंतु असल बात ये है कि अलग अलग कल्प भेद हो सकता है, अलग अलग कल्पों में सोमदेव अलग अलग प्रकार से प्रकट हो सकते
हैं। So, after conquering the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower planetary systems, the fourth first, Soma. So Soma is a Kshatriya, as I just said. There are different orders of Kshatriya dynasty, and Soma, or moon god, is one of them. Kshatriya means warrior.
So, as we have discussed earlier, that there are two kinds of Kshatriya vamsha, Surya vamsha, Chandra vamsha. So Soma is Chandra vamsha.
Performed the Rajasuya Dharma after conquering the whole universe, so he was no small time player, you know, he was a giant Kshatriya.
So, Somdev was not a Sadhana Kshatriya, but he was a Sadhana Kshatriya, and he was a Sadhana Kshatriya.
But, because he was very much puffed up, in other words, he just conquered the whole universe, we were really puffed up.
तो बहुत अहंकार में थे, दर्दित थे, क्योंकि उन्होंने पूरे विश्व विजय किया, तो बहुत गर्व हो गया।
He forcibly kidnapped her husband, his wife, whose name was Tara.
So do I
continue? Should I continue with this very interesting novel which is true history of the universe? Yes or no?
Yes.
That was weak. Yes?
Yes, Maharaj.
Haribo?
Haribo!
Much better. So, here we see Soma is stealing another man's wife. This is really a drama.
यहाँ पर देखते हैं सोम देव ने जैसे बृहस्पति की पति का अपहरण किया, तो ये अधर्म का कार्य है।
And who is wife is he stealing?
तो जिसकी पति को अपहरण कर रहे हैं किस कारण से किए?
He is stealing the wife of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the guru of the devas.
तो ये
बात
है। बृहस्पति की पत्नी का अपहरण कर रहे हैं जो कि देवताओं के गुरु हैं।
So although this is the fifth verse, although requested again and again by their husband, the stretching out of the demigods, some did not return Tara.
So Halaki Bhaspati Kaika Buddha Sote Tara Vidhi Bhaspati ki pati hai unko wapas.
This was due to his false pride. Consequently, a fight ensued between the demigods and the demons. In the next verse we find out why the demons got involved. Now this is where the deva matter, now how can the demons get involved?
Good
question. Because of enmity, sixth verse, because of enmity between Brihaspati and Supra, Supracharya, the famous Supracharya who was also the guru of the
तो ये इस तरह से हुआ क्योंकि शुक्राचार्य और बृहस्पति में शत्रुता थी और शुक्राचार्य ने सोमदेव का सहयोग किया।
So Shukracharya, he took the side of the moon god and was joined by the demons. So the demons are, this is bizarre. The demons are joining on the side of the moon god.
बृहस्पति और सोम में
there was enmity between Brihaspati and Supracharya, so that therefore Supracharya jumped into the middle of this whole thing and brought his, all his armies and demons to fight on the side of the moon god. Not only the moon and the demons are enemies, but you see, this is politics. This is the universe of politics. In politics from this point, there's nothing else to question.
शुक्राचार्य की शत्रुता थी बृहस्पति से, और बृहस्पति और सब के बीच में विवाद हो, शुभ जो इसका फायदा उठाए थे शुक्राचार्य सारे असुरों के सामने सौ का साथ देने के आगे और इसको कहते हैं राजनीति। राजनीति खाली यहाँ पे नहीं है, पूरे विश्व में है, पूरे सृष्टि में।
Are you ready for more story?
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, more
enthusiasm.
So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. I understand this is vintage Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Bhagavad Purana. It's the highest scripture in the whole universe. So now you are hearing Bhagavad Purana as given by Srila Prabhupada.
तो अब ये समझने का प्रयास कीजिए कि जब भागवत सबसे उच्चतर ग्रंथ की स्थिति में आप उससे सुन रहे हैं तो उसमें एक अलग सोल्यूशन।
सो दिस इज बिजार,
ये बड़ा विचित्र है सीखने में।
सो बृहस्पति और शुक्राचार्य दे डिडंट लाइक ईच अदर, देयर वाज ट्रबल बिटवीन देम।
बृहस्पति शुक्राचार्य में जैसे लगा शत्रुता थी, उसको पसंद नहीं करते थे।
So Shukracharya and all the demons took the side of the moon god and was joined by the demons. In other words, his hordes of demons. I guess we'll make a great film, you know. It is. One day they'll make wonderful films about all these.
So Shukracharya was all the astronauts took Sokka's side, and then he was able to do that. This is a very nice picture of the country. Big one.
Very good. Bhagavad Purana. The greatest narration in history. Forget all the other things. You know, this is the Bhagavad Purana, the greatest story ever told. They say things down about the Bible, things forget it. This is Bhagavad Purana, is the greatest story ever told, but it's true. It's not based on mythology, not at all. Not one word is mythology.
So,
I'm sorry. So,
Bhagavad Purana is the greatest story ever told.
But Lord Shiva, because of his affection for the son of his spiritual master, joined the side of Brihaspati.
So Shiva ji, jo ki apne guru Brihaspati ke putra ke liye,
and he was accompanied by all the ghosts and hobgoblins. So, I'll explain from the purport here. The moon god is one of the demigods, but to fight against the other demigods, he took the assistance of the demons. This is very strange, because normally the moon and the demons are enemies. Like Rahu, for example. Rahu is counted amongst the demons.
ये बड़ा सुनने में अजीब लगेगा क्योंकि सोमदेव और अश्रोक का शत्रुता है, जैसे कहते हैं राहु के बारे
में। The hostility between Rahu and the moon and the sun, there's a true explanation of eclipses, either solar or lunar eclipse. The real cause is that Rahu attempts to devour both the sun and the moon, depending whether it's a solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. It's actually both dark because Rahu is a shadow, considered to be the shadow of Rahu.
So this is why it happens that we have to know that Rahu and Sukhdev are in the middle of the world, so Rahu is in the middle of the world, and he is in the middle of
the 100 years from now, the astronomers will accept this prophetic version.
So if we are talking about the future, then the astronomers
maybe less,
because the astronomers
starting getting interested in the Vedic version of cosmology, just now beginning by the mercy of
Prabhupada.
So Brihaspati, Shukracharya, he joined with Brihaspati because Shukra was the enemy of Brihaspati, and so he also joined the moon god to retaliate in anger against Brihaspati. I was reading, follow the book. We're talking about the sixth verse. Baba's purport to the sixth verse.
I'll read the purple again. This is very important. We have to point it to this context straight again. The moon god is one of the demigods. But to fight against the other demigods, they took the assistance of the demons. Shukracharya, being an enemy of Brihaspati, also joined the moon god to retaliate or to get revenge against, he was very angry, get revenge against Brihaspati.
बृहस्पति का शत्रु होने से शुक्र ने भी अपना क्रोध का बदला लेने के लिए चंद्रमा का कौश धारण किया।
To counteract the situation, Lord Shiva, who was affectionate towards Brihaspati, joined Brihaspati's side.
बृहस्पति को समझने के लिए शिव जी ने बृहस्पति के प्रति स्नेह के कारण उसका पक्ष ग्रहण किया।
Big cosmic war shaping up there.
तो देख रहे हैं ये कुछ लोगों में कैसे ये हो रहा है।
The father of Brihaspati was Angira, from whom Lord Shiva had received knowledge.
Brihaspati ka pita Angira the, jisse Shivji ne gyan prapt kiya tha.
Of course, that's external. Lord Shiva is by nature full of knowledge, but it indicates that just like Narada had a guru also, Shiva Vyasadeva had a guru as the system. That existed was honored all throughout the years. So Lord Shiva and all his Buddhas, they joined with Brihaspati against the opposition. So the father of Brihaspati was Angira, from whom Lord Shiva received knowledge. This is the point. Therefore, Lord Shiva had some affection for Brihaspati. And he joined with Lord Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. He joined with Brihaspati in this fight for Shiva. Sridhar Swami remarks that Lord Shiva is well known to have received knowledge from Angira. Once again, that's external.
Sridhar Swami Tika karte hain, Angira sa sakshat prapta vidyo har iti prasiddha. Shivji ne Angira se gyan prapta kiya. Yeh prasiddha hai.
Now it gets better. King Indra, accompanied with all kinds of demigods, joined the side of Brihaspati. Thus it was a great fight, destroying both demons and demigods, only for the sake of Tara.
इस तरह महायुद्ध हुआ जिसमें बृहस्पति की पत्नी तारा के कारण ही असुरों तथा देवताओं का विनाश हो गया।
Brihaspati is why, because you see, because the moon god had stolen Brihaspati's wife for an affair, illegal affair. Therefore, there was this small big fight.
क्योंकि विष्णुदेव ने बृहस्पति की पत्नी को अपहरण किया था इस वजह से दो इलिगल हुआ।
It's in the West. There's this story of Helen of Troy.
So, Western place, me, आपने सुना होगा ये ट्रॉय की
कहानी. It's Greek. Somewhere between history and mythology, it's not exactly clear where the line is.
So, ग्रीस में ये है और इसके बारे में कुछ लोग कहते हैं mythology, कुछ लोग कहते हैं इतिहास है तो अभी clear.
There was a big war between tribe of Kshatriyas called the Trojans.
So, बहुत बड़ा युद्ध हुआ था क्षत्रियों के अलग अलग ग्रुप जो ट्रोजन था जो तो मूवी
आपने देखा है। There was a famous wooden horse that was rolled into the city, and out of the horse came the enemies.
तो बहुत बड़ा जंगली का घोड़ा शहर के अंदर में लाया गया था ट्रोय के जिसके अंदर से एकदम से कई सारे सैनिक निकले थे.
Very famous story in the West. There might be some historical truth behind it, it's hard to say.
There's a big movie also now.
Huh?
There's a famous movie on this
one. On Andrade?
No, no, it's in the West. Mm-hmm. Hollywood, Hollywood. Hollywood.
They've made many films, many times. That's why we've talked about it. I mean, the point is, so here you have some woman starts a war. So we see this whole thing is going on here. In this case, it's still the wife of the groom is telling us that's extremely serious.
तो यहाँ पर भी हम देख रहे हैं कैसे पति का वर्णन होने के बाद से कितना बड़ा यहाँ
पर रिश्ते बन रहा है. Was fully informed by Angira about the entire incident. He severely chastised the moon god Soma.
ब्रह्मा जी को एक पूरा घटना के बारे में पता चला तो उन्होंने बहुत जोर से डांट लगाई इस हफ्ते.
Remember the Lord Brahma is the chief executive. Guru, head of charge of the whole universe, so nobody can mess with him.
So Brahma ji, आपको याद होगा कि Brahma ji मुख्य गुरु हैं, उनके चार हैं पूरे ब्रह्मांड के, उनसे कोई मतलब नहीं रहता.
His word is accepted as the word of God.
तो उनकी जो शब्द हैं, वो भगवत शब्द के समान ही लिए जाते हैं.
Such Shastri Janata Master Shastri, we see that as good as God, so because he is considered a great devotee of the Lord, therefore, when he gives an order, everyone in the universe has to follow him.
So, देखते हैं कि जब ब्रह्मा जी आदेश देते हैं तो लोग उसको फिर पालन करते हैं.
So he gave the order that Tara be returned to her husband, Brihaspati.
उन्होंने यह आदेश दिया आज्ञा दी कि तारा को आपको पुनः बृहस्पति के पास वापस भेजा जाए.
Then Brihaspati could understand that she was pregnant.
तब बृहस्पति को यह पता चला कि तारा गर्भवती थी.
This is really bad.
बहुत ही खराब.
The wife of the guru of the devas is pregnant by another man. This is really bad.
तो जो देव गुरु की जो पत्नी है उनको किसी और ने गर्भवती कर दिया.
The ninth verse. Brihaspati said, "You foolish woman," he's talking to his wife, who just had a twin.
Brihaspati apni patni Tara se baat kar rahe hain.
This will make great cinema. It's exactly what people want to hear. It'll make fabulous cinema. Foolish woman, your womb, which was meant for me to impregnate, has been impregnated by someone other than me.
Oh, what is this? Tumhara garb ka jisne tumhe mere veer ko garb mein dharan karna tha uski jagah tumne kisi aur ke veer ko apne garb mein dharan kar liya.
Immediately deliver your child. Immediately deliver your child.
Turant is bache ko janma do. Turant is bache ko janma do.
Be assured that after the child is there, I shall not burn you to ashes.
और इस चीज से निश्चित रहो कि जब तुम जन्म ये धर्म को जन्म दे दोगे उसके बाद मैं तुम्हें भस्म नहीं
करूंगा.
हम उससे देखते हैं कि यहाँ बृहस्पति के पास उतनी शक्ति थी कि वो लोग चाहे तो भस्म कर सकते थे.
Nowadays, people don't have the power to burn others to ashes. If there's a marriage squabble, if somebody could burn their partner to ashes, it would not be the way we use piles of ashes all over the place.
सभी लोगों के पास ये शक्ति नहीं है. एक कारण से ये भी है कि अगर ये शक्ति लोगों के पास होती है हर जगह आपको राखी राखी करनी पड़ेगी. बस सब लोग बस करते हैं इस वजह से शक्ति नहीं होती.
So he says, I shall not burn you to ashes. I know that although you were unchaste, you wanted a son, therefore I shall not punish you. This means that he's magnanimous.
तो बृहस्पति कह रहे हैं कि मैं तुम्हें भस्म नहीं करूंगा. हालांकि तुमने तुम असती हो परंतु मुझे पता है तुम्हें पुत्र की इच्छा थी, पुत्र कामना थी, तुमने धारण किया कर. हालांकि तुम असती हो पर मैं निश्चित तौर पर तुम्हें भस्म नहीं करूंगा. इससे हमें पता चलता है कि बृहस्पति का हृदय बहुत उदार है.
So Srila Prabhupada points out that Tara was married to Brihaspati and she was supposed to be impregnated by him, not by some other man or deva. After all, the moon god is a deva.
हालांकि तारा बृहस्पति की पत्नी इसी तरह बृहस्पति की पत्नी थी, उनको किसी और से गर्भ ग्रहण नहीं करना चाहिए था.
Here's the problem. She preferred to be impregnated by the gorgeous, beautiful, handsome, youthful sun god. I mean, you know, Chandrasen, I mean, moon god. His buff, you know. He's a very handsome, virile young man, not young deva, young god. So she wanted to have sex with him, and have a son by him, instead of her husband.
So, Tara ne जो सौदेव है उनके द्वारा गर्भ धारण किया क्योंकि वो बहुत सुंदर थे और सुशील थे, देखने में बहुत आकर्षक थे. इस वजह से तारा ने ये स्वीकार किया.
So Srila Prabhupada says that she preferred to be impregnated by someone.
तारा ने ये इस चीज की अनुमति दी थी कि वो इच्छा जाहिर की थी कि वो सौंप से गर्भ धारण करें.
So therefore she was very unchaste because, I mean, she was very into cheating her husband. I mean, this is adultery, you know, this is outright adultery going on here.
So,
adultery means when you cheat on your husband or wife.
So ये अपने पति को धोखा देने वाली बात हो गई, ऐसी असत्य कार्य धारण किया.
So Tara, the woman being discussed here, the wife of Brihaspati, accepted Tara from Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma was in the middle of this, it's a family matter.
So Tara ko pati ke roop mein Brihaspati ne Brahma ji ke kehne pe swikar kiya. Pati Brahma ji ki ichha.
Lord Brahma had betrothed Tara to Brihaspati.
Brahma ji ne Tara ko Brihaspati ko pati ke roop mein kehne pe swikar kiya.
When he saw that she was pregnant, he wanted her to deliver his son immediately. Tara certainly very much feared her husband. I mean, after all, he's a mystic yogi, you know. He's not some Kupertan character.
So Tara ko apni pati se bahut bhay laga tha aur unhone turant kyunki us adhar vyakti ka bhi ek mahan yogi ji the mahan.
She thought she might be punished after giving birth.
So for that, I thought that he would have given birth after giving birth.
Therefore, Brihaspati assured her he would not punish her, although she was unchaste and had become pregnant through illicit sex.
So Brihaspati gave him assurance that he would not punish her, although she was unchaste and had become pregnant.
Should we continue? That was weak. Is it a good story? Is it a good story? The true history of the universe, remember, this is not mythology. Your Lord reads like a novel. It is not mythology, but understand. It's the actual history of the universe. That's what Bhagavad Prana is.
इस मने का प्रयास कीजिए कि ये कल्पना नहीं है, ये इतिहास है, ये सृष्टि का इतिहास है, ये भगवत पुराण है.
So Shukadeva Goswami continued, by Brihaspati's order, Tara, who was very much ashamed, immediately gave birth to the child.
So Shukadeva Goswami आगे कहा कि बृहस्पति के आज्ञा अनुसार तारा जो कि बहुत शर्म से रचित थी, उन्होंने एक बच्चे को जन्म दिया.
So now more trouble.
अब इससे और समस्या आ गई.
So she gave birth, she was ashamed. First of all, I mean, she had some good qualities. She was the least, she was the same of her of sinful activity.
कुछ ऐसे गुण तारा में भी हैं क्योंकि उनको अपने गलत कार्य के प्रति बहुत शर्म हो रही है.
Now the child was very beautiful with a golden bodily hue.
So ये पुत्र था, ये बहुत ही सुंदर था, उसके शरीर से सुंदर कांति निकल रही थी.
Both Brihaspati and the moon god Soma desired a beautiful child.
तो बृहस्पति और सोम दोनों की इच्छा हुई उस पुत्र को रखने की.
More trouble.
और समस्या.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
quoting again the 11th verse, finally we come to the 11th verse. Fighting again broke out between Brihaspati and the moon god. Both of them claiming that this child is my child, not yours. All the saints and demigods present asked Tara whose child the newborn baby actually was. But because she was very ashamed, she could not immediately answer. She didn't want to tell the truth because now she's ashamed that her beautiful son, no matter how beautiful it was born out of illicit sex, now she's ashamed.
So, वो बहुत शर्त के बारे में बोल ही नहीं पा रहे थे, हालांकि उनका दूध इतना सुंदर था और वो अपने गलत तरीके से उत्पन्न हुआ था जो सुंदर था.
So she wouldn't tell who the father was.
तो ये बोल नहीं रही थी कि कौन है पिता.
Now, this is very interesting.
अभी बहुत रुचिकर.
Please open, keep the book open. Now the baby himself gets involved in the mix. In text number 12. It's a new baby. It's a newborn baby. It's a golden, effulgent baby. It's not an ordinary child. It's not an ordinary, what we call Varna Samskar, unwanted progeny. It was a beautiful, effulgent, golden colored baby.
तो कोई साधारण शिशु नहीं था, ये शिशु सुनहर रूप का था, बहुत ही तेज उससे निकल रहा था.
So this baby was being not an ordinary baby.
साधारण शिशु नहीं था.
He was born with the ability to talk fluently immediately.
वो जन्म होते ही वो आराम से बोल नहीं सकता था.
I don't know if it was Sanskrit or some other, the language of the Devas, whatever that is. Are you ready for the next? The child then became very angry. This is a baby. This is a tiny baby. This baby is already fully, English word is cognizant.
तो ये देखते हैं कि पूरा बालक ऐसा लग रहा है कि पूर्ण ज्ञान में.
In other words, can speak fluently as an infant.
और ये छोटा शिशु होते हुए भी वो बिल्कुल अच्छे तरीके से बोल रहा है.
And he was very angry. Not ordinary child, not an earthly child. This is a deva.
He's
the son of a deva.
साधारण शिशु तो नहीं है, कि देव बोल रहा है.
This is the baby. This is amazing. He demanded that his mother immediately tell the truth. Keep in mind, this is a baby talking, with no, you know, life education, no, you know, worldly affairs, no knowledge of history, nothing. It's a baby infant. He starts talking to his mother. You want cake, woman? What is the use of your unnecessary shame? Why do you not admit your fault? Immediately tell me about your faulty behavior.
अपने दोषी चरित्र के विषय में बताओ.
In other words, she wants to hear him say who his father is.
So ये शिशु अपने माता से जानना चाह रहा है कि पिता कौन है.
Instead of lying or covering it up, you know, he's scolding her for not telling the truth immediately.
और डांट लगा रहे हैं इसकी वजह से.
So on the 13th verse, Lord Brahma then brought Tara to a secluded place, have some mother and a baby, She just got chastised by, heavily chastised by a tiny baby, and then the war is almost taking place again over her and her child, and now two great men, big men, are fighting over her baby, and she's in an epicenter of this whole thing.
बृहस्पति उसमें आपस में लड़ने लग गए और अभी उनका जो पुत्र है वो भी नवजात शिशु वो भी डांट लगा रहा है और सारी चीज के बाद इनका तारा स्वयं को पा रहे
ब्रह्मा
जी बहुत बुद्धिमान है और पूरे विश्व का परिचालन करने के लिए आप
बुद्धिमान तो So he knows everything about diplomacy. Diplomacy. How to be diplomatic. So he took Tara to a secluded place, and after pacifying her, she's in an upset, you know, and she just got heavied out by. You know, two giant men, the moon god, Brihaspati, and then the wars almost taking place between devas and demons over her. So she's in the center of this upset, so Shen. And therefore, Lord Brahma has to pacify her so she can spit it out. Okay, come on! Who's the father? But he's being very diplomatic. So after she calms down, he gets her to calm down. He's like your grandfather, great grandfather, say. He asks her to whom the child actually belongs. She replied very slowly. Then the moon god immediately took charge of the child. Interstellar politics. If you still want to waste your time watching Hollywood or Bollywood cinema, this is much better. Anybody has any Bollywood connections, you tell them, come on, drop this rubbish, make the film of this incident of Brihaspati versus the moon god. This is a great storyline, but it's true history of the universe. Text 14. Oh, Maharaj, appreciate it. When Lord Brahma said that the child saw that the child was deeply intelligent, he gave the child the name Buddha.
तो सूर्य गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं महाराज परिषद जब पापा ने देखा कि यह बालक अत्यधिक बुद्धिमान है तो उन्होंने उसका नाम बुद्ध रख दिया
The moon god, the ruler of the stars, enjoyed great jubilation because of this son.
इस पुत्र के कारण नक्षत्रों के राजा सोम से अत्यधिक ने अत्यधिक हर्ष का अनुभव किया
So here, Shukadev Goswami is saying that The moon god, not the sun, is the ruler of the stars. Down on the So, I'll be concluding shortly, but this is just more juicy part of the whole thing. Text 16, 15 and 16. Thereafter, from Buddha to the womb of Ila, the son was born named Puruvava, who is described in the beginning of the ninth canto. When his beauty, personal qualities, magnanimity, behavior, wealth, and power were described by Narada in the court of Lord Indra, the celestial woman Vrivasi was attracted by him. More sex, please.
जब नारद ने इंद्र के दरबार में पूर्वा के सौंदर्य को दाता आचार्य ऐश्वर्य तथा शक्ति का वर्णन किया तो देवांगना उर्वशी उसके प्रति आकृष्ट हो गए जैसा देव के भाव के से फिरकर उसके पास पहुंची.
So Urvasi, she is a famous heavenly damsel, extraordinarily beautiful. She bewildered many kings on the earth in his ancient history. So Urvasi was very attracted by this gorgeous, powerful king.
So Urvasi was attracted by this gorgeous, powerful king
named Pururava. So we're out of time. We'll have to stop there today. But there's more to the story.
Stay tuned.
तो अभी समय समाप्त हो गया है इस व्यवस्था में ही प्रमुख विराम दे रहे हैं पर बहुत कथा बाकी है इसलिए आपको
गणचना शिमा बाबूराम की जय जग गुरु श्री बाबा जी जय श्री श्री राधे कुमार कृष्ण बाबा की जय सीता गोप प्रमाण हरे हरि बोल
इस वजह भक्ति माधव गोविंद स्वामी महाराज की
जय.
It was only 50 minutes of the rest of the hour.